Incarcerated women who have children or who are pregnant pose some unique challenges and risks for prison authorities. The notion of the rights of the child and a mother's custodial rights don't always line up. Some pregnant women in prison may not even know if they will be able to care for their child after childbirth. I spoke with Jane Walker, who recently completed her PhD at the University of New South Wales on pregnant women in prison.
Women in prison who are pregnant. First of all, I guess about 5%, we think, of women who are received into prison each year in Australia are pregnant. The data are very patchy, but for the most recent year we have data available, which is 2014, that was about 179 women. Most of them will be placed in institutions which are close to a tertiary hospital, and they'll receive antenatal care, usually through shared care arrangements with a local tertiary hospital.
When it comes to the provisions available to pregnant women in prison or women with children, there is a great variation across Australia.
Some prisons there are, you know, quite good facilities for children's play, for example. Non-government organisations and others will come into prisons and, you know, do story time and groups and various things like that. Children sometimes actually attend nursery and daycare outside in the community. But other prisons in some states and territories are far less well set up. So there's really this wide variation, and you've got probably some of the most generous, well-planned provisions that you see in the world, really, in Australia. But then you also see some of the least well-planned and potentially harmful provisions within Australia also. So there's a bit of a postcode lottery there at the moment, I think.
Do you think that the system as it is today is well-suited for ensuring that women can associate with their children?
Well, prisons around Australia really vary in the kinds of provision that they have for women and children to keep in contact. So I guess when we're talking about pregnant women in prison and women in prison who have very young children, one of the things which my research uncovered is that the main concern of pregnant women and women with young children is how they will keep in contact with those children and exactly what will happen to them once they go into prison. In Australia, we've got a situation where all of the states and territories have legal provisions for young children to actually reside full-time in prison with their mothers. And all of the states and territories, except for South Australia, currently enable that. But we have really wide variation in what those provisions actually look like. So different accommodation, different upper age limit, different capacities, different decision-making processes around how that happens.
I asked Jane Walker whether more needs to be done to ensure services across Australia are more consistent.
Yeah, absolutely. I think there's more to be done. I think there are a few problems with current policy and practice in this area. So currently we kind of conceptualise women's and children's rights and interests as rather independent of one another. So we talk about decisions around whether or not women's children are allowed to live with them in prison are based on this idea of what's in the best interests of children, and that comes from the UN Convention on the Rights of the Child. The problem with that idea is that it sort of sees the mother and child as very separate, and it also sees all children of imprisoned mothers as needing protection, and it kind of overlooks the idea that what benefits women benefits children as well. And it also overlooks women's custodial rights and the broader needs and the circumstances that they find themselves in. So the social, economic, housing, employment problems they face, and especially in the case of Indigenous women, it overlooks the institutionalised racism that they face.
If we want to see better outcomes for women, more supportive frameworks need to be put in place. The Miranda Project is such a program, and I asked Dr. Mindy Soturi of the Community Restorative Centre about it.
So the Miranda Project is one of our women-specific projects that we run specifically for women at risk of criminal justice system involvement or on release from prison. But the Miranda Project has a very specific focus also in that it really focuses on women who are also at risk of domestic violence.
Putting into place rehabilitative programs means that a person-centred approach needs to be taken, and that requires understanding the backgrounds of women as prisoners.
We need to take an approach to incarceration that more generally looks at where people have come from and looks very closely, and by that I mean that looks at why people end up in the criminal justice system in the way that they do. Through the support of various programs in the community, we can sort of start unpacking what it is that people require to stay out of prison. You know, we are locking people up often for crimes that, and certainly for our clients, we see them go back in regularly for breaches of parole, for very minor matters. But because there is nothing for them in the community, often magistrates feel that they've got no other option.
Dr. Mindy Sotiri of the Community Restorative Centre, ending that report on women in prisons by Daniel Sleeman.